CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at real-world learning management system, LMS, implementations, and e-learning program rollouts. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Brooke White, training manager for Landes Software Incorporated, about their use of the CyberWorks hosted learning management system to provide employee, reseller, and partner training. And now let's talk with Brooke White, training manager for Landes Software Incorporated. Good afternoon, Brooke. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Good afternoon, Mary Kay.
Brooke, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm the training manager for Landes Software, which is a division of Avasant Corporation.
And tell our audience a little bit about Landes.
Well, our premier product is Landes Management Suite, which allows companies to manage their corporate computers remotely from a central console. We also have solutions for network security, asset management, and service desk. My job as a training manager is to provide education to our customers, partners, resellers, and all of our internal employees based around our complete product line.
Great. Brooke, can you describe the business factors that drove your companies to investigate and ultimately purchase a hosted learning management system for your company?
Sure. Well, we knew that we needed to move toward providing digital training options as well as providing a more robust registration system for our instructor-led training. Mm-hmm. We had a list of several specific requirements, and most of those were not met by other vendors that we reviewed. So we found CyberWorks, and you guys have been excellent.
So, Brooke, how did you even find CyberWorks?
Well, Mary Kay, it was a podcast just like this one that I came across while I was searching the internet for possible vendors. I was reading the transcript from it, and within the podcast, the company that was interviewed mentioned the functionalities that we were looking for. Most of the other LMS systems that we were looking at had internal-only facing training, and this was one of the few that was external-facing. So we looked at it, and we've really enjoyed what we've gotten.
Well, that's great. Who actually works with the CyberWorks-hosted LMS at your company?
Well, at the moment, it's just my team that works with the administration of the system. Mm-hmm. We're relatively a small team, but we still handle e-learning development, coordination, and certification examinations in addition to our face-to-face training. Mm-hmm. There are several groups outside our department now who are starting to run reports like sales and finance and our channel support team. So slowly but surely, the word is getting out, and we're hoping with our new Salesforce integration that the flow of information will be even smoother.
Great. Can you tell us more about the training that you will be offering through your system and why the training is important to your organization?
Sure. There are three main types of training that we offer: traditional instructor-led classes, instructor-led online classes, which are the same as instructor-led classes, but people can attend the training mm-hmm. online without mm-hmm. having to travel. We also have a growing e-learning library available. And in the current economy, customers are asking us for more flexible training options. They want to get the same level of instruction without having to spend a fortune in travel. So our new instructor-led online courses and e-learning subscription options seem to be the right mix of technical content and ongoing learning that they're looking for.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And in addition to the training options that we provide, we also host our certification exams, post-class assessments, and surveys through CyberWorks, which is a lot. So the flexibility of your system allows us to keep all of our information in one place. Historically, we had three different databases that we were using to track the individual students. Mm-hmm. Now each student has their own transcript that tracks their e-learning that they've watched, what training classes they've attended, and they can view and print their own test results. So it's really cut down on the coordination and logistics from my team.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the instructional design and planning processes that you use to develop your courses?
Sure. Because we're a software company, we have a very fast development cycle. Mm-hmm. Ideas move from virtual to reality in a matter of weeks instead of months. So course topics are largely generated by customer requests or level of interest from the students. Our trainers are often able to advise us as to what material would be most valuable to our digital learners, based on the feedback in their face-to-face classroom training. So with as many product suites as we have, there's never a shortage of available topics to choose from, and our planning process seems to be very, very quick.
So what course authoring tools are you using to develop your training? The Flash, Captivate?
We're currently using two SCORM-compliant programs to record and publish our e-learning content. One specializes in slides and the visual elements of the courses, while the other one specializes in recorded demonstrations. We found that the best final result is achieved by using a combination of the two programs. For our technical e-learning content, short and concise demonstrations of the process or the product by the subject matter experts seem to be the best received. We tend to get subject matter experts from around the company to do our recordings for us. And as an added benefit, the demonstration-based e-learning also has a shorter development cycle.
Okay, that sounds good. Can you tell us about your customer experience with CyberWorks?
We love CyberWorks. Absolutely. CyberWorks has been very responsive to our ongoing development and new methods of delivering training. Steve Pena, our CyberWorks contact, has been very willing to work with us as we expand the types of offerings that we've recently made available. In fact, some of what we are doing has never been done before through your system, and we've appreciated your willingness to help make our ideas come to life.
All right. That sounds great. Before we close up, is there anything more you'd like to share about in terms of working with CyberWorks to deliver your training?
You know what? CyberWorks was a natural progression for us. We've been receiving requests for digital training for some time. We've received very good feedback from making this type of training available, and in today's economy with a fast-paced software release schedule, it makes sense to provide rapidly developed training that requires no travel. You guys have been instrumental in making that happen for us.
Well, Brooke, that sounds great. I know you're a busy lady, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for listening to our interview with Brooke White, Training Manager for Landesk Software Incorporated, on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.